Each side claiming victories. Lisa Brady, Fox News. Now that a longer-term spending bill is on the table on Capitol Hill.
The government funding bill that we'll be taking up this week does exactly the reverse of what the Biden administration asked for.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says domestic spending will be under the rate of inflation, while military funding would go up faster than inflation. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer highlights Democrat priorities, though, in the $1.7 trillion package.
After a lot of hard work, this package represents an aggressive investment in American families, American workers, and America's national defense.
The bill would fund the federal government through September, but still needs to pass both chambers. And some Republicans still prefer a shorter term measure, since the GOP will take control of the House next month. The White House is signaling support for the spending bill. The White House budget director saying it brings both parties together to make progress on critical priorities. Meantime, the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, at a briefing just being held, says the bill does include more support for Ukraine going forward. This as the U.S. keeps a close watch on Belarus and what it might do to further support Russia's president. Widespread power outages and at least two injuries reported after an earthquake overnight near Ferndale, California, the coastal community near the Oregon border, magnitude 6.4, near a junction of two fault lines along the coast, felt hundreds of miles away in the Bay Area. And Don Blakeman with the USGS says there have been multiple aftershocks.
With these kinds of earthquakes that are shallow in the crust, we expect the aftershock series to go on for quite some time.
For now, damage assessments continue. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Evacuation orders remain in place near Boulder, Colorado, as crews work to contain a wildfire.
A structure fire prompted evacuations and road closures Monday in the Boulder foothills as high winds fueled the spread of the blaze that we're told has grown to about 16 acres, and that's 25% contained. This wildfire-weary evacuee, one of hundreds, ordered to flee their homes.
Yeah, I moved up here, and I'm about 5 minutes away from where the fire started. And where I moved from was about 5 minutes from where that one started. So it's a bit of a fresh reminder.
The Boulder Office of Emergency Management says around 350 structures are threatened in the area as fire crews work for containment. The American Red Cross also on scene, opening a shelter for evacuees. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A North American summit now set for next month. The U.S. and Canada just confirming that President Biden and Prime Minister Trudeau will travel to Mexico City for a meeting with the Mexican leader. Canada says they'll work together to help grow our economies, focusing on areas including advanced collaboration across the electric vehicle supply chain. Migration could also be a topic as a surge continues over the U.S. southern border. Much of the holiday season is focused on kids, especially for advertisers, but apparently a lot of us are shopping for our inner child.
They're called kidults. The market research firm, the NPD Group, defines them as people 12 and older and says, according to the data, they are responsible for a fourth of all toy sales. That's $9 billion. The consumer group increased its spending in the wake of the pandemic, leading to year-over-year gains despite tough comparisons. Kidults have a great fondness for cartoons, superheroes, and collectibles that remind them of their childhood and buy action figures Lego sets, as well as a doll that might typically be considered for kids. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And right now the Dow's up 104. Elisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.